Beginnen kann da mit selbst beim Ziel da mem base beginnen mit base und says what the beginning mother call him afkin what the deposit some by someone else that's just the bun of afkin he deposits with the intention knowing that this guy's wife and children are going to be involved which Amir ben Tami says the hainu that what does that mean the indian that's regarding shin yochel loimer that he just can't say at mem this lebishu look I only trust you at oath to the hef and not them avol and pashu but if they're negligent I feel like in le malah shalom even if they don't know what to pay yishalom hanifkid. The guy who's deposited with, he has to pay. The im loy kain, because if that wouldn't be the case, kama shahufka yitzel balabai, so that whatever's deposited by a person, tobe yishta b'toichel, b'tifta, so his wife could come along and eat and be exempt? No, it's his responsibility. It's just regarding the oath. So therefore here also, mishtabei ime, his mother had to swear, the hani zuzi, aysvina b'kartelisa, that she put away in the appropriate place, that is, shalai pasha, that she wasn't negligent. And, about the comment, this the Gemara says, "Name Allah leime de leshlime." We'll tell the mother to pay. Lamashum. That's not because the imlo hayula malashalom that if she didn't know what to pay, she yivta nifkin that he would be off the hook. El tashalom lebenah because she Allah just means that she has to pay to her son when she has. But it's his ultimate responsibility. Kinnik says not to begin the Gemara. Namely, al apetrapas, go tell the caretaker zil shlim, go pay. Ami says, "Well, ana labak masati. I gave it over to the shepherd." The Mashmid sounds like Dim Lohoisa Zois Hataina, that if he didn't have this claim, Habesheya, so then the Kirte would be considered negligent, and that he would be liable. So he says, Bakasha, it's difficult because the Prepared Dalv Behei and Babakaman of Lomtesim and Alv. I mean, the Gemara says, Maliasman. Okay, so who has to pay when there's a caretaker? Malias Yisaimim has to be from the money of the orphans. Because the Yamid Maliasa Betrapas, if you think it's from the caretaker's pocket, Mimni Bala Abdi, he's not going to be willing to be a caretaker. So sisters, Am Yisi Beturmin Abshia, they're exempt from negligence. Masnid Dan Zaken from the Mishnah and Gittin of Nambezim Nav Diktani, the Mishnah says, Mino Bezdin, if the court appoints him, Lo Yeshava, he doesn't swear. No, but Yisaimim, if the father of the orphans appoints him, then Yeshava, then he is responsible for an oath. Abashalem, he says, Chil Vadvarm, it's the opposite. Says Taisis, Ein Lechiach, the Chayim Bepshia, you can't prove from there that. Oh, that a caretaker could be liable for negligence. Because you could say that Shvu Lahavia Shalai Pasha, the oath is not that he wasn't negligent because or else he would be chayib. Allah, rather, the oath is Shalai Ikiv Kum Shalem. It's just that he didn't hold on to anything from their stuff. Shunem Mariheter, because he is what's called Mariheter. He instructs himself that what he's doing is permitted because of the bias, the Torah Kamai, because he puts so much effort. But no one says that there is going to be Chiv Shua because of the Pshia, but the previous right from Baba Kama, that seems to be difficult because Argamah makes sound like Yudu Chayiv and there makes sound like Yudu Pater. The Shema says, you can say, the truth is that Apachop is Chayiv B'Pshia. Yeah, and the caretaker is liable for negligence because Mashmah Chalik sounds like a Magmar over here. But Volei Mimni, and that's not related to the Gemara and Baba Kama that, oh, it might stop him. No, you're not going to hold back. Kimishak Zikiu B'Neman, because it establishes his reputation as a trustworthy person, it's worth it to him. There he wasn't appointed for the purposes of taking care of the state of the orphans. There was actually a remedy for the rest of the world. That they shouldn't get harmed from the acts of the orphans. It's specifically over there that we're concerned that then the caretaker just won't be interested in the job. The Gemara says over there, that it comes out to Yerichan like Drabon, Bitmiya, as a wonder. Pirush, in other words, Kerabon, like Drabon, the Amir Mino Bezdin, that the courts appoint him, Lo Yishav, doesn't swear, Afila Sabak Abashal, even if that Yerichan held like Abashal, and that Abashal is prepared to go ahead and pay if he's negligent, because they'll establish, you know, Boyahu Barnash, Mason, he'd be willing to pay, begin the miscarry Mehem that he should be considered trustworthy. In other words, right to Litin, he would give him Yivsha if he would be negligent, but they won't hold back. He's considered a trustworthy person. Over here, Shleihumad Elo Letakan Sa'ilam, where he was only appointed to, you know, to protect everyone else, then we Chashin and Demememne. Then we're concerned that maybe, you know, then he might hold back. So it comes out that Rebbe Chanina holds like Abishal. No, even if he holds like Rabbanan, A person just wouldn't want to swear, but he wouldn't hold himself back from payment. In other words, when the guy knows he's negligent, he would be wanting, he would be willing to pay. But if it gets lost, in he doesn't want to have to swear that he would be that he's not negligent, because if that's the case, they suspect him. So it's regarding an oath that a person would just be unwilling, but for Pshia, that could be that he would pay and that he would be willing to pay and he wouldn't hold back because of that. So there was not a contradiction, like we're saying, that because our sugya that says that the inference is that if it was Pshia, it'd be chayv, but that's true. He would take responsibility, and within Baba Kama, it's regard, because it's regarding Tikkun Olam. So therefore, he's not willing to get engaged for like to have to make an oath. Then the next text, the master that begins the Gemara, Hachabes Absira. You're talking about a middleman. There's a Hachabes Abanachi, he buys from here, sells over here. Now, Masavkele Bahadina. So the doubt in this halacha was a libid of Yesi, because Amar says, as we brought in the Lohem and Beis, in the Mishnah, Tachze Parla Bail Mershain. When you have a guy rented a cow and then he leased it out to someone else and then it died in a normal way. So he holds that, not like the Tanakhama, that the profit goes to the Zeicher, it goes back to the original owners. How much we see from him is that Masker, the Mokum Zeicher guy, that the owner takes the place of the renter, because he really has nothing to do with the shell. Why is the shell paying him? But he takes the place. And that's the same thing we're saying over here. So he has he takes up the case with the bar. So even though they're really unrelated, but like the middleman takes the place of the orphans, and then he takes up the case with the shepherd. As if it was his own shepherd. That's one side of the question. And this is where it's different than Rashi. Maybe it's not comparable because the husband over there about the. Yeah, of course, the owner of the rented item takes the place of the renter, because the seicher shayach b'guf ha'para, where the renter has something to do with the body of the cow itself, sharei sachra, because he rented it. So it's like, it's his cow, but like the seicher is very much related to that. But the orphans, since it was a mistaken acquisition, they have nothing with the body of the cow itself at all. So then the question is, how is the middleman in their place? They have nothing to do with this whole story. Now, me, however, he loved the toy in Bakra. If the shepherd had not said, "Ano b'hadi toroy kimte," like, what do you want from me? I just put it with the rest of the oxen. Have a pshitle, it would be obvious to him, the mechay Bakra, that the shepherd would be liable. Avagav the mekach toyis, who, although it was a mistaken acquisition, and b'les leidin b'hadi sabsira, and he cannot litigate with the middleman, given the pasha chayiv. Because since he was negligent, he's mechayiv. The sabsira tebel yasmi, because the middleman claims to the orphans shayre shemes b'shia, his ox that died with negligence, behem shemchin malav, and they're unpaid custodians on it, but yisem yachzal abakra, and then the orphans will then go onto the shepherd sheiftedem min of sabsira to exempt themselves from the middleman, kipeshayuhu, because he's negligent. So what we see is that since the Bakra was Besheya, so the middleman could claim the orphans to pay him, because they're, so to speak, unpaid custodians on his ox, and there would be Chayiv on the ox that dies Besheya. So the orphans go back on the shepherd to claim from him that to get themselves off the hook from the middleman, because ultimately he was negligent. Next time, Mata begins with the words of the Gemara, the May Basa Bazel. So they made him pay the amount of how much cheap meat costs, which Pirish Rashi explains it. It's like basically a compromise, because it wasn't so much negligence. Now, Ben Tam Pirish explains, no, they didn't gomer, this is not a compromise, this is the full fledged what the halacha should be. Because the Mayim Diyoi, if they would have let the middleman know what the situation was, Hayav Sazir Shech the Miyah, the middleman would have slaughtered right away. Markway Bazel, he would have sold it for cheap. And he couldn't have held on to it till the day in the market. But his kidney would have died beforehand, because it's not an animal that could survive. So that would have been cheaper price of meat, because he couldn't wait for when the market price went high. So this is the actual halacha itself. Next is Matabin Gmaram Mi Amar Li. Mehaidami, did he tell me to take from this? Mehaidloitami, and not from that? So therefore, he's like saying, it's not my fault. Says Tizvintim, you can say the Perkis Kabbal, the Gemara and Gittin of Sanatim and Beis, Tani Chada, within the one Braisa, let's say he, well, a guy tells a Shliach, Arvli Bitmar, make an air with me from dates. Birvli Begregus, and he makes it from the dried ones, from Gregus. So Allah has Eruve Erev. One Braisa says, oh, it's a valid Erev. But Tani another Braisa, Ein Eruve Erev, it's not a valid Erev. So how do we resolve that? Says the Gemara, Kan Bishalai, Kan Bishal Chaveir. Well, one is, it was his own, the other produce. And other cases where it was not his own, it was someone else's. Pick him a farish. And we explain, meaning because the shalai, when it's his own, avakah peida. Then he's particular about which one it should be. So, avakah b'dolei omalei. Now, the problem is, even if you didn't tell him, mahal loy ta'arv, don't take from this one, doesn't argumar make it sound like that it's, if he just tells me one thing, it's only, you cannot take from something else, only if he says, that don't take from this? But he didn't tell him that. So why is it a problem, even by his own? Someone says we could say is no, because the b'shnei minim, it's two different types, like Tamar and Gregris, then Havakapeda, then he's particular, Havakapeda loy omalei, even if he doesn't tell him, ha'ilot ta'arav, that from this, not to make error from. Now, regarding another case, Regabi, and regarding the case of Havidli ben Achalei, the guy tells him, hey, bring me the money from the window. And he brings it from the box, says, turns out that was Hekdash money. So that was the Shliach Mal, that the Shliach committed Me'ila. Now, Avgav de Menecher, even though it's the same type of thing, so I thought like he could say, well, it's not. He didn't tell me not to take him something else, so why is he liable? So I said, there's too much, it wasn't in the same place. So that's where it's a Shliach's fault. It was in the same house, the same room. He shouldn't have known that he specifically said this and not that, unless you say and not that. Next, it's not the big Gemara, Bikisi. Rashi says that, what's the loss? What is he gaining? No, we're talking about Bikisi. So, here's Rashi explains. Shaya Kostras that these hops were mullet kites and they were full of thorns. And therefore, the gain of the profit of the beer is not so much. And therefore, that's only how much, you know, that's how much he compensates him. So it says, when Timmy can say, Pshita Shleit in Yaser, obviously he's not going to give him more, Eli Kamesha Shabbal Hatul Sheikha, only how much it was worth to put in for the beer. There's someone, no, the Afa Pisha Yashab Yaser. No, in truth, it was actually worth more. Lamech Lehem, if it was given to for animal food. Still, that's the Chiddush Le Shalom. He doesn't have to pay Eli Masha Shabbal Sheikha, only where it's fit to make beer out of it. Because the truth is, the Rim Hamla Behem, they're really fit for animals. Because I might say, yeah, like the Mosha Shabbat Zaf, Ayan Zan Mabez. The Gamla Zutra, Gnufte, that the small camel steals it, Mishum the Achle Kise, because it eats Kise, Kechad Lishtarvibo, so it doesn't get stuck in it. But Akapanim, that's the Chiddush that you don't have to pay the higher price what it would have been fit for animals. Now, Rabbein Chanan Perashi explains that Kise, who Shem Kshus, it's the name of a hab, Shetarch Richuch, that needs to be softened. And if it wasn't softened, it's not really valuable to put into beer. Therefore, it wasn't a good beer. He only has to pay how much now the value of the beer is worth. Even though it would have been worth more, because didn't take so much to make it soft. Even so, since they didn't, and the value didn't go up so much, therefore, that's only how much he compensates him.